Welcome, everybody, to Momentum Monday for the 14th of April. We are so joyous to come again together in community for growing our businesses and sharing our experiences. This is a precious call for us. We call it the function at the junction. And today we sent out a video by Gary Cox for everybody to take a look at that has started sparking an interesting discussion. And hopefully you got a chance to look at it. It's only 3 or 4 minutes long, but it definitely opens up some thoughts and ideas. And I would like to bring my friend and incredible leader for so many years, Rich Miley, who sent the video on and got me to send it out to everybody and got me looking and thinking about the ideas on this video. And this is a call, of course, you know, we really love everyone's participation. There's nothing that you can say that would be anything but wonderful. If an idea popped up in you, then it's absolutely worthy of being shared. Sometimes we get ideas that other people need to hear from outside of us, and it comes to us because we are bold enough to speak those things. So please feel free. Something pops into your mind, a question or a comment, please do share it. It helps everybody else. So that being said, Rich Miley, I would love for you to come and tell us what it was in that video that sparked your powerful thinking that you began sharing a little bit this morning.
All right, Carol, thank you. Can you hear me all right?
Yes, you're loud and clear, Rich.
Okay, well, thank you, Carol. It's always a pleasure, and hey, we appreciate and love you. We've been in business together and friends and collaboration for over 30 years, and really, it's all about relationships, and you know, it was interesting, so thank you for the introduction, but it was interesting when I watched that video and then shared it with my wife, and it opens up a whole world of ideas and, you know, things to think about. And one of the things, the title, if you haven't seen it, is Purge the Emotions or Purge the Emotional Body. And, you know, a couple of my doctor friends that I hang out with and are in business with have come to the conclusion that while we are physical human beings walking around here in these bodies, there's you know, we have a physical body, but, you know, we also have an emotional body, a mental body, and the real essence of us is that spirit body. But one of the things that they are convinced after 20 years of practice that a lot of these health challenges that people have are deep-rooted emotional negative emotions or stories that people have got anchored in or held onto themselves throughout their life. And that's why, of course, in this kind of a business, we're always coming up face-to-face with ourselves. And, you know, we see our strengths and we also see our weaknesses. And one of the things that I think we constantly have to do is work on ourselves and realize that, you know, what puts power behind our thoughts and our images is these feelings and emotions. And when you stop and think of your whole life, and if you've been into goal setting or maybe not so, we are attracted to pleasure. And we want to stay in that pleasurable, happy entity state. And if we're not dwelling in that happy entity state, then something is undermining that process or that place where we want to be, and it usually has to do with the emotions and the emotional body. And so we have to manage our emotions as we build our business or as we go through life. And Someone once said building a network marketing business is like earning a PhD in personal growth. But so when we're out talking to people and they say to us, my wife kind of dovetailed on it, and I don't know if she's, is Pam on tonight?
Absolutely.
Anyway.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. She kind of dovetailed into this, well, because we had some conversation, and she said, well, think about when people tell you no, and you have the greatest opportunity and the greatest technology and products to share with them, and they say no. How does that make you feel? Well, if you don't manage your emotions, and, you know, we all know we're going to hear a lot of no's before we hear yeses, not to build up that expectation, but it's a fact of reality. So we've got to deal with those emotional bodies on a moment-to-moment basis. And some people, that's a major task. Other people, you know, seem to not be too affected by the last time they made a presentation or talked to somebody. But we have to manage our feelings and realize that we're ultimately responsible for that. And in Gary Cox's video, what he talked about was this whole idea, are you easy to forgive and forget? Or are you someone who holds on to something negative that's holding you back and not empowering you as a human being and as an entrepreneur and as a wonderful creative source that you are? So I just think this has a whole lot of applications all the way into not only our business day-to-day life, but our personal life and relationships with our family, with our husbands and wives, with our siblings, our sons and daughters, and our granddaughters and grandsons. And, you know, it permeates any aspect of building a relationship. So I just, and Gary mentions the fact that if you're learning to manage your emotions, you probably are aligning with this idea of forgiveness, because I don't think anybody, or maybe a very few percentage of people, actually have an intention to make someone else feel bad. It's just not the human nature, unless you're really spiraling down on the negative side. But, so how you handle those emotions to dictate your feelings, and we know emotions are factors of action. So if you're excited, if you're enthused, if you're positive, and then you're going to probably take the appropriate actions that it's going to require for you to build a business. If you're not managing those emotions and you're not coming from that place, then you need to work yourself into that place, because that's the only place really to be if you want to be powerful and be your emoting self and sharing this opportunity and technology with the world. So I'm going to turn it over to my wife, because I think she had some specific examples, at least she started discussing with me on how it pertains to building a business. So Pam, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Well, it pretty much was what Rich said about, you know, when you're out building your business and you're talking to people and you hear no's, and if you take it personally, it kind of shuts you down from wanting to proceed. And I think how I've learned to look at building a network marketing business is by building relationships. It's allowing people to come into your center to create a relationship with, irregardless of whether they get in your business or not. It's about bringing more people in. It's like planting a garden. You know, you plant a seed, and you hope it'll pop up. But you don't stand over it and wait for it to pop up. You let it have time to germinate and grow and become whatever it is you planted. And so with people, for me, it's the fun of getting to know people. It's like the people on this call, like the Carols and the Mary Mullins and Rich and Angie. I've never met Angie, but they're people that when I hear their voices or I see their faces, I light up like a Christmas tree, because I'm excited to be around them. I'm excited for what they bring into my life, not only in a business, but just in relationship in general. And I think if we could start to come from that point of view rather than, you know, getting upset or feeling rejection over someone telling you no, then, you know, you create a new friend, and down the line they may say become a yes, but you add more people in your life. And the more people you can add, I think the happier you get and the better off you are, because it's just all about, for me, having fun, getting together, and, you know, dreaming, doing dream boards, you know, getting to know people, and, you know, eventually seeing where that goes. Even if it's only, you know, becoming friends, it's like for me with Carol Lowenstein, she is one of my best friends, and, you know, to be on these calls with her and in business with her for as long as we have is such a gift. And so, you know, you don't get that every day. And it means the world to people, and I think that's what network marketing can do for people, is they start to create a family of friends, and there's a synergy, and it's a love to be. Carol, are you there?
I am. Thank you so much. I'm just soaking in the beautiful thing you just said. Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Pam. Thanks for all your thoughts and ideas. And, Rich, you as well. I'd love to share some thoughts that popped up for me after talking with you, listening to what you shared tonight, and watching the video from Gary Cox. It's so I'll share just a couple of things. You know, there is a what I would call an emotional roller coaster when you step into networking. A lot of times when you're first starting out, you're so excited, you have a vision of what could happen and what you think will happen, and you start, and maybe you have someone who says, yes, it sounds wonderful, I'd love to you try the products, or I'd love to do this with you, and you go way up on the roller coaster. Oh my gosh, it's so exciting. And then, you know, they say something like, well, my husband says, you know, it's maybe not. Or they say, well, I can't start until 2 weeks from now. And you may have a real strong reason to have things start, and you may go emotionally down on that roller coaster and up and down and up and down. Well, there are a couple of things about all of that. You know, change will happen, and highs and lows certainly will happen. You know, one of the things, our mindset is so important. One of the things when I get started, and I get started at the beginning of every month all over again, but in the very, very beginning, you know, it's just really important to take on a business owner mentality, that this is your business. You know, rather than, sometimes people will start and they're going to stick their toe in and try, right? But when you really step in, like this is a business, and I'm going to move forward with it, and I'm going to learn and get better. In the beginning, you may not feel like you have much skill, but you have people who do. And so part of what networking is so gorgeous about is that we work as a team together, and you have to feel comfortable calling some of your support partners and saying, can you help me with this? Can you help me talk to this person? Or how would you handle this? Or what would you say? And it's our job to help you launch your business and that sort of thing. So you're always you're always going to learn. You know, this is a grow yourself kind of a business. So tap into the people who are there for you. That's a really important thing that I would say. Another thing is that whenever I make an offer for someone or show what it is show this business, I offer both a yes hand and a no hand. My job is to really honor another person, do the best I can to connect with them, find out what really moves their soul, what is their why, and do the best I can to present or to use the tools that our company has to do that well. The more we use what's there and what's available, then certainly the more someone else can take a tool and use it for themselves. But the main thing is offering a yes or a no, and whichever hand they take is fine to me. My job is to present and to offer. And every time I do it, it's a learning experience. I know there'll be plenty of people who say no to me. But as Rich said, and as Pam echoed as well, whether they say yes or no, that is totally fine. They may not be ready now. They may be ready later. And I don't want to try to convince somebody. I want to take that experience, grow from it, improve my skill, and honor that person's right to make the choice that's right for them. So I want to work with the yeses. I've spoken to tons of people who've said no, and it doesn't bother me. It just I go and look at who's next on my list, which brings me to another point. When you treat this as a business, you keep adding people to that list. So I've got a big, long list. And I encourage you to have a big, big, long list. And what Gary Cox was saying is we want to forgive. Forgiving is giving a gift. We sort of forgive. We give that gift in advance of, blessing, whatever needs to happen. You know how when you say something sometimes and the words that come out of your mouth, they've come out and you kind of wish, oh my gosh, I wish I had said something different, or I wish I could take that back. I think one of the biggest gifts that we can give another person, and it's kind of forgiveness in advance, is not holding someone in the past, in something that they did or said from the past, but granting that just like I might have said something that I wish I could pull back into my mouth, that they might too. In that moment, I may have had a big realization, wow, I never want to say that again, or I sure maybe it's just changed the way I am with people. So the biggest thing we can do is grant someone else that freedom to grow in that moment and forgive them in advance and let them just move through that experience and me not to be emotionally on that emotional roller coaster. Let's see if there is something else. Rich really said, we don't want to be so reactive. We want to respond. We want to grow. We want to manage our emotions. Setbacks will happen. Change happens. And discouragement can happen. But when we have our own business, we're growing every moment through those things and growing our skills. There's a wonderful book, I'll just say at this time, called Go Pro by Eric Worre, W-O-R-R-E. It's 7 steps to becoming a network marketing professional, and it's a really fantastic book. It's not a very long book, but it is filled with really valuable gems that every single person can use. Our negative emotions are temporary, so keep learning, keep asking for help, and keep being willing to talk to more people and adding more people to our list. And there's no problem so big that talking to new people and having someone say yes can't solve. That's all I have to say for the moment. I know we have some wonderful people on our call who may have more things to offer or ask. And I know we have our incredible partner and amazing leader, and who's been a mentor for thousands of people, Marcia Hansen, here on the phone with us. And, Marcia, I don't know whether you would like to share or not, but I know just about everything you say when you open your mouth is tremendously valuable. So welcome to our call here. I put you on the spot, didn't I?
You're so funny.
You can
I'm glad I'm on the call, but I just feel like I just got on, so I have no idea what's going on, except that I'm glad to be a part of it.
We love you so much. Yeah.
Anyway, I don't have a thing to add because I don't know what we're talking about. I heard emotions, and I loved your book idea. I'm going to definitely I don't know who's on the call, but I'm really glad to be on it, and I'm glad that we have these calls on Monday, and I'm glad it's a group of leaders and people who want to pursue their businesses in a professional way. So I'm glad to be a part of it.
Thank you so much.
I have nothing to add, though.
It's right. No, that's totally fine. That's totally fine. And Rich or Pam, you may have something you'd want to add, but also we are here as a community. So if any of the people who've been on the call, if you've heard something, or if you've been on that emotional roller coaster yourself and want to just talk about it or ask a question, or the idea of forgiving that Rich brought up and was Gary Cox's video, please, we welcome your comment or question.
One of the things I'm experiencing in my business right now that I think applies to this is how, you know, over the years, and being a part of Manatech now for 17 years, it's amazing to me how my presentation, letting people know what I have to offer, what the business has to offer, what the products have to offer, over the years, whether somebody's interested or not, just letting them know what do I do, has really, I'll call it pay it forward for me. You know, I'm really surprised how people who weren't interested or didn't have an interest or need back when, you know, maybe when I first presented it to them, 10 years ago even, are come around in their life, like Pam said, when you've built a relationship with them and you've kept the relationship more important than the business or the product sale. They do come back around when they're in need. You know, something's changed in their health, something's changed in their finances, something's changed in their relationships even, to where it's changed their circumstances in life, that they then remember, because they are in relationship with you, that, oh, yeah, tell me a little bit more. I was thinking about you the other day, and I want to know more about what is it that you do. Tell me how I can get that. Or two different people today, both approached me with, one, I have something going on in my health that I think your product might help. Tell me again if this, you know, this is, and I'm not going to mention it because it is a, I'll say a health malady. And then the second person is also in Henry's family that knows all these years, 12 years now, that we are, we work with a phenomenal product. I consider it a miracle. And their situation has changed. Their daughter has a serious health complication and has said, okay, so what do I need to do? How would I use your product to get the best results? And so, you know, I have not mentioned my product or business for a number of years, you know, because, you know, when it's not in, you know, when they aren't interested, they're not interested. It doesn't matter. But it does matter how you present yourself and how you make that available to people, because they, when they do need it, they will come back around and say, I need to talk to you, and can you help me with this? So I think that's in line with what this call's about. I'm not sure, but keeping relationships healthy and keeping your position of, you know, with what you offer in your business makes long-term success. And we have a product that, to me, cannot be found anyplace else. There's nothing like it on the planet to do what it does. And I'm so grateful to be a part of that and help any of you who want to pursue it as a serious business in any way that I can. So thanks for letting me share.
Thank you, Marcia. That was fantastic. Really appreciate that. I had someone, you made me think of, I got a phone call today from a friend who was getting on an airplane in 5 minutes. I could hear the voice in the background. And she's flying to China to be with some family, and gave me the name and number of someone. Oh, please call her. She has called me for help, and I'm packing and running out the door and almost on the airplane. So those relationships really do matter, Marcia. That's a really important point. Who else would like to share or ask a question?
Yeah, this is Joan Silverman. Can you hear me?
Yes, Joan, thank you.
This is in regard to relationships. A friend shared with me something that I have found very, very useful. He shared that every time a person experiences something new, they change. And so as I approach people, I may know the person like 15 to 20, 30 years, but they've experienced new things, and so they're different than the person I used to know. And so each time I'm with them, it's like they're a brand new person because I don't know how they've changed or how they're different. And so it helps me stay more focused now time with them. And helps me keep away my old history. And I find it's very useful in being able to communicate with people I've known for a long time, with people who I may have had an opinion about, and I get rid of the opinion so I can be right there with them at the present time. And I thought it's been very, very helpful in being able to communicate with people. And I think it was Mandela who said that it's a way of learning their language and being able to be with them as a unique individual. And learning so much from my team in Manatech has helped tremendously as well as, like you said, when you have the roller coaster rides, doing these calls every week helps stabilize and not have such deep ones and such low ones and such high ones. It helps me stay more even keel, so I wanted to acknowledge how much I appreciate these calls as well. And that's my story.
Oh, thank you. Well, lots of wisdom there in being willing to speak to someone again and listening to their language each time that they will have deepened as a human and gone through more experiences. I've heard it said that, and I know actually for truth, that sometimes people need to hear about something 7 times before they go, oh my gosh, yes, I'm interested. The very first time, it may just sound so strange to them because it's new that it's just too new for them to even look at it. The next time it's like, ooh, this is a bit familiar, and they're a little more open. And each time that happens, it may make another bridge, another link to them until they may realize, oh my gosh, this is really important to me. Or, you know, we can talk to people. Marcia said it was many years later that someone has asked her, we don't know, you know, what's really going on in people's lives. Sometimes people's lives on the outside look so wonderful, like they've got it all together and all. And they may tonight be on their knees praying for a solution for something that just came out of left field and has impacted their lives, their family's life, a loved one, a child. We don't know, and it's just up to us to not go hide out because someone said no in the past, but to have that open heart and willingness to be present and listen, and as Joan said, be willing to open the door again. Great, great ideas. Folks, we are recording this call as we have. I just uploaded last week's call to our website, wellnessglobalpartners.com. And if you look at contact us or who are we or whatever. We've got new picture back there of Rich and Pam and Marcia and my husband Tatanka and myself. Anyway, I didn't tell anybody that. But we also have uploaded some fantastic youth pictures, and you can access this call again whenever you want, going to archive calls. That's it for tonight. We have on Wednesday is our animal call for Wellness Wednesday. We're going to have Karen Kelly, who is an animal intuitive and has helped just gazillions of animals and humans, four-legged, as we call us. So thank you, everyone, for being part of our wellness community. Thank you, Joan and Pam and Rich and Marcia. Thank you all so much for being here with us, sharing your wisdom, and we love you all. Have a fantastic week.
Yeah, Carol, and if anybody can tune in, Boat Short is doing his tour, and we have a group going to Seattle, Washington. He's also going to be in Des Moines, Iowa this week. Actually, I think it's tonight. So tune in to events.manatech.com and get your people out. Thanks, Paul.
Thanks, everyone.